I know it's spooky season, but let's be real. The spookiest thing isn't ghosts or goblins. It's your mind. Fear is this month's theme, and each episode this month, we'll explore different facets of it. Not the kind that sells movie tickets, but the kind that lives in your bones, whispers in your choices, and sometimes masquerades as wisdom. Fear is ancient. It's wired in our nervous system, but it also shapeshifts. It can protect, paralyze, or push you towards purpose. At its core, fear is designed to protect you, but it does so much more. Today, we are going to break down fear, not to destroy it, but to understand it. Because when you shed light on it, it's not as scary to recognize.
I am the one, never the two. Watch how I float when I do what I do. Poetry in motion, fly. Black girl magic when I touch the sky. And I can't hear you, I'm way up high. Mystery behind my brown eyes. Let me take you on a ride. Rest in this greatness that I provide.
Peace, love, and salutations. Welcome back to the Soul Glow Podcast, where we blend science, soul, and storytelling to light the path of healing and legacy. Let's start with grounding breath work. This is put in place for us to refocus the mind for the information you are about to receive. If you've listened to episode zero, you know that this will be breath work where you breathe in for 4 beats, you hold for 7, and you exhale for 8. We're going to inhale safety and exhale resistance. We're going to do this 3 times. You're going to inhale for 4 beats, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. Follow along as best you can. You don't have to be exact as long as you're controlling your breath. This helps you hold space for yourself and receive information. I use this throughout the day, all day, whenever I need it. Let's go. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. That's it. The affirmation for today's episode is, I am safe to feel, I am safe to heal, I am safe to grow. Now that we got the breath work, the intention, and the affirmation out the way, are you ready? Let's glow. Okay, let's talk about the brain science. Fear lives in the amygdala, a tiny almond-shaped structure deep in your brain. It's responsible for processing emotions, especially fear, anxiety, and threat detection. When you perceive danger, the amygdala activates your fight or flight response, flooding your body with cortisol and adrenaline. Your heart races, your breath shortens, your gut tightens. This response helped our ancestors survive predators. But today, it gets triggered by things like rejection, failure, or change. The amygdala doesn't know the difference, it just reacts. I remember working retail, and during the training, they covered what to do in case a shooter entered the store. I'm out here in Texas, so this was additional training that was all new to me, coming from Jersey. They said, get to the exits as quick as possible. If you can't, barricade yourself and hide. If cornered, fight. Fighting is the last resort. This is exactly what it said. I kid you not. I worked near the front of the store, so I felt relatively safe. But I remember thinking, why do we even have to learn this? I'm thinking that the body should go into survival mode and automatically common sense should say, find the closest exit. But I realized common sense isn't common, and that's survival mode, and it's brilliant when you're facing a bear. But most of us aren't dodging bears. We're dodging rejection, visibility, or change. To your brain, all danger is equal. Let's name the flavors of fear, shall we? There's rational fear, the kind that helps keep you from touching a hot stove, the kind that says run in the opposite direction of gunshot. Then there's irrational fear, the kind that tells you you're not good enough, even when you are. That's negative self-talk. We're going to talk about that in the future. There's inherited fear passed down through generations. This includes poverty, abandonment issues, or things you were meant to keep silent. When I think about this example, I think about Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. It's about how the author observed two of the most important male figures in his life, his father and his mentor. His father operated from the mindset of scarcity. His mentor was a strategic, logical man. Then there's learned fear from trauma, culture, religion, or relationships. For Black people, this looks like the learned behavior that we are taught on how to conduct ourselves in a society that fully doesn't accept us. For others, I have a short analog to help you understand what I mean. There was a woman who cut both ends of the pot roast before cooking it. Asked why she did this by an inquirer, she told them that she saw her mother do it. When the grandmother was asked, she said, "Oh, I cut the ends of the pot roast off to fit the pot roast in my pan." That's learned behavior. Same with fear. You check the door before you go to sleep. Not because of intimate danger, but because you were taught this as a precaution. This is discernment. Understand the difference. Fear is layered, and sometimes it's not even ours. Let me take you back to a moment where fear showed up addressed as protection. I was scared to use myself in this podcast in the beginning. I have been called names and stereotyped just based off of my name. That's why part of me wanted to go with Quay Nova. She was a mask holding pain from fear of acceptance. I thought Quay Nova was more digestible than Taquana. Don't get me wrong, I've always marched to the beat of my own drums. But what's in a name, Taquana? Well, it's not plain Jane. It's not that unique either. But the origins itself is conflicting. I'm not ashamed of my name. Given my life experience, people have chopped my name up on multiple occasions. And it's kind of disrespectful. That's why I try my best to pronounce and say things as best as I can, because I know the feeling of your name being dwindled down to just a word that people mispronounce and don't care anything about. So Quay had to go. Taquana is here, and the confliction with my name has its own origins outside of being chopped up by others. I didn't understand the full story behind my name until after my grandmother's second funeral in North Carolina. I was named after a beloved family friend, a hustler, a dealer of deals, a holder of 8 counts in dark clubs, and it wasn't even his real name. It was an alias. But the deed is done and the intention was good. Quay Nova was my alias to help me disassociate. But I'm not a dealer of deals, and I'm not doing 8 counts in dark clubs. I can't do an 8 count though. I can't. But I don't need an alias. I'm me. And I can't ask you to be open, honest, and real if I'm not being open and honest and real myself. That's fear. I thought I was being wise. I thought I was being strategic. I thought I was compartmentalizing the podcast for my personal life. But for me, it's all personal. And right now, this podcast is my life. But really, I was scared. I was scared to be seen. I was scared to be misunderstood. And fear almost talked me out of my own glow. Like, negative self-talk almost tripped me out my own podcast. The mind can play tricks, but we can change this into a treat with wisdom by knowing the difference between fear and negative self-talk. Now, let's talk about the difference between fear and wisdom. According to Harvard psychologist Dr. Lisa Feldman Barrett, Fear is a constructed emotion. Your brain interprets signals based on past experiences, not just presented danger. Wisdom, on the other hand, is grounded in reflection, values, and discernment. Fear says always, never, and you can't. For example, you'll never be an entrepreneur. You're not entertaining enough. Wisdom says you can do anything. You can learn anything. The internet is your classroom. You are allowed to grow slowly and shine fully. So ask yourself, is fear showing up or is it wisdom? This question can shift your whole trajectory. When fear feels overwhelming, I turn to sacred tools. Here's a Bible verse that brings me back. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1st chapter 7th verse in the King James Version of the Bible. This is not just poetry, it's neuroscience and soul alignment. Power equals agency. Love equals expansion. Sound mind equals regulation. And when fear clouds your clarity, try this prayer, the Serenity Prayer. And it just simply states, Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Say it slowly and let it settle in your nervous system. This prayer is a spiritual reset button. I can only tell you how many times it hurt. It has helped me, especially during my darkest time with my mental health struggle. The amygdala's activation is energetically linked to your root chakra, located in the base of your spine. This chakra governs safety, survival, and stability. When fear is triggered, the root chakra can become blocked or overactive, leading to feelings of insecurity, hypervigilance, or disconnection from your body. Signs of imbalance include, but are not limited to, feeling unsafe or stuck, financial anxiety, difficulty trusting yourself or others. Realignment practices include grounding breath work, like we just did earlier, walking barefoot on natural earth, eating root vegetables such as sweet potatoes, carrots, or beets, chanting LAM, and that's L-A-M, LAM, or affirmation, like I'm safe, I'm supported, I belong. These practices help regulate both your nervous system and your energetic body, restoring balance from inside out. When you realign your root, your nervous system follows. You glow from the ground up when dismantling fear. I will include all this information in the Glow Guide. This month's Glow Guide includes a fear inventory sheet. It's a space to name your fears, trace their roots, and begin the release. And when you tame it, you can transform it. There'll be show notes and definitions too. I'll try to keep it under 10 pages of text in each month. That's not including the space for you to write your responses. Because again, it is a workbook, a free workbook, available in the Facebook group only for now. So if you want a copy, join the group so you don't miss out on it. Now let's close with a reflection. What fear has been whispering to you lately? What would happen if you thanked it and then chose differently? Closing affirmation is, I honor my fear, but I do not obey it. I am safe. I am sovereign. I am glowing. And that's a wrap on episode 1 for the month of fear. Thank you for spending your time and giving me your ear. It is greatly appreciated. And until next time, Soul Circle, keep going. Keep growing, and most importantly, keep glowing. Peace.